All right, it's lesbian time again. It's Madge here, and Gristle Turd, and Mr. Belvedere, and a special guest, my fellow Jewess from the Grand Concourse in the Bronx, John Koblack. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
You don't have to do that, because see, it says too loud. Keep your distance.
Oh, okay.
It's like a Vita.
That's very cool. Nice. Hello, everyone.
Did you ever see a lapsy go this way and that? So we spent the morning listening to Cheryl's nursery rhymes.
Yeah.
What's the album called?
Cheryl Sings Nursery Rhymes?
I recommend it for all parents out there.
Go to Who It Hold Out at Work.
So we're at the diner, and we all ordered the same thing. Do you want to... Challah
French toast.
Yes, I'm very excited. I can't wait for my French toast to arrive.
How's your fibromyalgia?
My fibro is good. I just had my weekly physical on Monday, and I'm waiting for the phone call from the doctor.
What meds are you on for your fibro?
I'm not on any meds for my fibro.
You're freeballing it.
I'm freeballing it.
Why did you get? What are you expecting results to say that you're dying of?
Well, no, they just do a comprehensive metabolic panel. They check your liver and your kidneys and, you know, a little bit of a hypochondriac. So.
But you expect a death sentence, but you have any idea what it might be?
My fear is I'm going to get a phone call that, you know, he wants me to go for some CAT scan or something based on the results.
Liver cancer? That's a big one.
That's liver cancer. Cirrhosis is a big one.
What about pancreas? Then that takes you away real quick.
Well, actually, it's funny you mention that. Lately, on the left side, under my ribs, I've been getting a little pain, a little twinge for about a month now. And I Google that, and that's where the pancreas is, on the left side. I always get pain on the right side, and that's where the liver is, so... I've had that for years. And then look at my fingernails, how pale they are. We don't have a video here.
That's definitely liver cancer. Look, Griselda.
Look, my fingernails. Are they pale?
Yeah, we talked about that before.
Look at my hands. I have the red palms.
Do you think that your wife could possibly be trying to kill you? Poisoning you?
Maybe.
Would it be arsenic? Or old lace? Arsenic?
Arsenic, old lace. Oh, with Cary Grant, yes. Could be. I don't know. It's just that... I worry about all
anyway,
these things.
Do you worry about this? There's a deadly meningitis outbreak.
Oh, yeah.
For gay men, for some reason.
But that's not new, though. Has it changed?
I don't know.
Michael Herron put it up today.
Yeah, after he sees me last night, he tells me, he announces this.
That he has meningitis?
Well, that's about a month old, that news. But yeah, I did hear that.
And it hit the West Coast, too. But as far as I know, it's only affects fat people.
Let's go read the story.
Fat gay men. Yeah, read it. We've got public health cervix here.
Sorry, it's loading.
Your iPhone is so slow.
I need a new one.
Oh, by the way, Shoshana Ferguson has defriended me, and she called. We have to issue a retraction from yesterday because it's. We were discussing Griselda's Sub-Zero and the fresh kale that gets delivered. But in fact, it's not a Sub-Zero. It's actually a much better refrigerator. It's a Viking. We just wanted to retract that. We are sorry for
the
that.
The reason we said Sub-Zero is because someone posted on the Yeast Shoshana. Radio site. Oh, it was Shoshana? No, but Shoshana did that yesterday. But before, remember the troll was saying that I got the kale delivered in the Sub-Zero. Anyway, a deadly bacterial meningitis outbreak is striking gay men in New York City and is unlikely to abate anytime soon. There has been 22 sick and killed 7 over the last 2 years.
Wow.
So I guess you're right. It's been going on a while. 4 cases were among gay men in L.A. as well. So the New York outbreak has spread.
Can you catch that from a Charlotte seat?
It says that apps that men use to find other men for close or intimate sexual contact, a.k.a. Grindr, it has been the cause of this. So more than half of the men sickened by meningitis... Oh, wait, only half of the men used Grindr for the meningitis.
Only half? What
same
the other half use? Steam room?
That's about it.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that. Nurse Ratched.
Oh, Rhett Shad died a week within his symptoms of developing meningitis. Look at his picture. Do you think he was in the financial industry?
Oh, boy. Look at that.
Yeah, he looks good.
Maybe he had sex with someone.
It says, this is not a gay disease, but it's a deadly disease.
By gay, they mean happy.
Do you think I should get a vaccine now that I hang out with gay men? Mm-hmm.
Can you get vaccinated for that? Yeah.
Yeah, you get it in the public health clinic. But my friend went to get it, and they said you can't, shouldn't get the vaccine because he's in a monogamous relationship. So I don't think it's that virulent or whatever you call it.
Do people still do the party and play thing?
P&P, yeah.
Yeah. I bet it's through that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what else besides diseases? Oh, about the fibro, though. What did your doctor say about your fibro?
He just says, you know, men don't get that, and kind of dismissed it.
He didn't do his test to see if you're really a woman, genetically?
Well, no.
But you have kids, right? So he
yes.
Couldn't
be. Yeah. But, I mean, well, I guess, yeah.
Can hermaphrodites have children?
So, speaking of diseases, though, everyone has been asking how I know you. Like, some of Norm's friends and... I should use a code name.
I can't edit this.
I know. And just some of mine since I've had, like, you know, the tennis clients lately. And so I say, have you ever heard of LiveJournal? And we had a mutual interest in infections, and that's how we met each other.
And I posted that as a comment to Shoshana that fired us yesterday, actually, the same thing. She said, how did you meet this dumpster troll? What did you call it?
Dumpster trash? White trash? I don't know.
Goyish a cup. Something.
Shabbos goy.
What is a Shabbos goy? Do you know?
I don't know. Shabbos goy?
You know what? I'll Google it. It's probably on Urban Dictionary.
Yeah, please do Google it now instead of feeding that baby. Oh.
So how long are you in New York?
I'm leaving tonight.
Oh, you're leaving tonight. Wow.
From Newark.
From Newark.
I might try to get a flight out of LaGuardia.
It's cheaper out of Newark, yes?
Yeah, but I flew on this big, my whole itinerary was $100 because I used air miles.
Wow.
So I flew from Chicago to Berlin to New York, all with, you know, obviously several days in between for $100, and that's just because of the tax.
Right.
Because I used, and it only cost 40,000 air miles, but I did go to Athens too, but that was a separate trip using EasyJet, which cost about $200 or so.
Amazing.
Oh, this is so mean.
And I just would tell you that I love Greece because all people do is sit around and drink coffee for hours. And it's the best coffee I've ever had, honestly. They make these cold coffee drinks that are amazing. It's like super thick, delicious, like the really high-quality espresso. And then cold foam the way up. And it's just so good. Can you read it? It says something about girdles. All right, I'll read it. The girdle employed, I can't see one. The girdle, the Gentile employed in a Jewish household, the Sabbath day, to perform services which are religiously forbidden to Jews on that day. The Shabbos goy's duty is to extinguish the lighted candles or lamp. It sounds like a house Negro, doesn't it? That's horrible. I can't believe she calls you that. Shoshana, that's worse than being a, what do we call that, a fattest?
Fat shamer.
That's worse than being a fat shamer. You're a goy shamer. Okay. Our food's here.
Cool. Thank you.
Lord. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Carbohydrates.
This will be good for your hypoglycemic.
I know.
Right, I'm gonna. Should I? It's only been 9 minutes, but we'll be done, right? Are we done, or should I just keep talking?
Longer? How long do you want your show to be?
I don't care. My shows used to be only 10 minutes in the beginning. Do we have anything else to discuss? What?
The doctor.
Yeah.
The doctor used to give me the blood test. After I would have a blood test, he would like email it to me.
Yeah.
And then he stopped because I would like he would tell me on the phone, "Oh, everything looks good." And I'd get, then I'd get the email and I'd see, oh, this is like half a point over the range and this is under. And I would start Googling, what does this mean if this is too high? What does it mean if that? And I'd drive him crazy.
You cannot Google your illness stuff. That is so, that's just, you can never do that.
I know.
I usually get sent over these two.
Like when you Google your potential illnesses, it's just, you're always going to find it. Yeah. Something.
Yeah, it's really awful. I spend, you know, too much time on that
Medline?
Medline, yeah. What is it?
Did you get a health board? Did you get a fake doctor to, like a DEA number?
Yes.
You did, right? I've done that too.
I advise people.
I think because I used to work at a hospital, I used to, somehow I used that to get a real subscription. Yeah.
So you're going back to the Grand... You're not really from the Grand Concourse, right? That's just a shtick, isn't it?
It's not. There's no shtick.
Oh, are we still... You didn't tell me this thing was still going.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Anyway.
So anyway, have you been back to the old neighborhood?
No. How is it? Have you? It's horrible, right?
I'm there all the time.
Really?
No, it's getting better. It's getting better. A lot of co-ops and condos are there now.
Last time I went there was Fort Apache.
No, it's not like that anymore. Because it's so close to the city, the proximity just makes it very, very desirable.
Really?
Yeah. Like on 161st Street by the courthouse, all these, you know, because those buildings were gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And, I mean, you know the deal, it was full of the old Jews of the 50s and 60s,
yeah.
And then the Puerto Ricans.
That's
and the blacks.
That's actually where... my husband's grandmother lived.
Yeah, see? I mean, that was the Park Avenue of the Bronx. But now, it's coming back because those buildings are just gorgeous. So there were a lot of co-ops that popped up there.
Oh, I would like to drive by there sometime.
Yeah, next time you come here, let me know.
Why don't we just do
ahead
it
of time. I can't now. I can't today.
But Sherman Avenue is where we used to live.
But I will, if you let me know, I'll take a day off.
Okay.
We'll take the tour.
Uh-huh.
All right, I'm going to end now. That was very nice talking with John Kopeck and Griselda, who has a Viking, not a Sub-Zero, and Mr. Belvedere. Bye.
See ya. Bye.
Hello. You can say goodbye.
Oh, bye.